some interesting figures, startling figures coming out just recently about kids and books, with just around 10 books or less owned in the home of many Australian families, and one in three kids having fewer than a dozen books at home, and a quarter of those having even less and less. So that's not a good start to learning about the world and learning in general. Somebody who's got a thought on that is literacy expert Louise Park. And Louise, a very important question to start with. How does one become a literacy expert? What did you do?
35 years in the industry of literacy, I suppose. I was a classroom teacher and I began training teachers in literacy, moved into publishing, done a lot of the reading programs that are in schools, worked on those, and now, of course, I'm an author. So, yeah, 35 years of it. It's my passion.
Louise, if you're not a literacy expert, I don't know what one looks like. I think I do now, so thank you for that. Looks a very disturbing figures, isn't it? And I know it's a passion for you, but kids just aren't reading enough. What has caused this trend, do you think?
I think there are a lot of competing things. You know, they're on devices a lot more. They're playing games online and various other things like that. So there's a lot competing, and there's a lot competing for parents' money, and parents don't, you know, we don't have a lot of disposable income when you're raising a family, so it's slicing and dicing that and making sure that the reading and literacy in the home has at least an equal footing with digital and online, and even more so, because it's just so fundamental in advancing their literacy skills.
Considering that books are now competing with all of the quote-unquote fun things, the devices, the online world, would it be fair to say we need to find ways to make reading more fun, and how can parents and teachers get involved in that if that's the way to go?
I think it's more about balance, and I think that parents can underestimate their role. So model reading for pleasure, have books, magazines, comics, you know, anything around the home, that let your child see you valuing that. And also let your child learn how to pick their own books. Go into a bookshop or the library and sit down and go through them all with them. Show them how to look at the front cover, the back cover blurb, open a page spread, get them to put their hand out and hit five words. If they can read those words, then the book's probably okay for them. Just any way that you can kind of model and access that reading behaviour, so that they know that it's up there, if not more important than any other toys.
I think one of the tricks might be as well is learning what your kids are into and sort of saying, hey, you're into, let's say if it's science fiction or whatever, here's some books that might interest you, and try and steer them that way as well, perhaps.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when they're learning to read, content is king, but also the reading level is king, because if a book is too hard, they won't feel that success and they'll be turned off very quickly. But once they're capable of reading, content is everything. A book that grabs an independent reader will keep an independent reader. So you might not be into vampires, but if they are, hey, give it to them. If they love graphic novels, get them into it. Surfing magazines, you name it, you know. Anything that will keep them hooked and keep them reading.
Plus, it's a good way also to keep on track on what they're into as well. Look, if kids don't continue reading and get an interest in it, far-ranging implications down the road, aren't there?
Absolutely. I'm in schools at the moment because Book Week is coming up, and kids say to me, what inspired you to write? And a lot of my books are that K-4 level, where I'm desperate to catch them before they fall through that literacy hoop. And I say to these kids, if you hit high school and you're still struggling to read, you will drop further and further behind. And when you come out of school, not as many doors are open to you. That's how critical it is. So, you know, the more you read, the more you write. Reading and writing are like breathing in and breathing out. Both will soar if you read and read and read.
Louise, some great advice there. I've actually got a couple of comics and Mad Magazine to go through at the moment, so I better let you go and continue with the rest of your day.
Thanks very much for having me on the program.
Not a problem. Literacy expert Louise Park joining us on 2NURFM 103.7.